Hey guys, Zach Valenti here. Just a super quick announcement before we get started on today's new episode. You can now get the Wolf 359 Soundtrack Volume 1. It's 20 tracks of original music from the show, handpicked and remastered by Alan Rohde, our composer extraordinaire. It's a great collection, it sounds amazing, and it's waiting for you at wolf359radio.bandcamp.com. Once again, that's wolf359radio.bandcamp.com. And hey, while you're at it, why don't you stop by the Wolf 359 store? That's store.wolf359.fm. You'll find shirts, mugs, posters, tote bags, and even more new products are coming in the near future. Again, that's store.wolf359.fm. And finally, thank you so much for listening. Now, back to the show. Welcome to Wolf 359.
"60 yards, sir."
"And we're on target?"
"Mr. Ryman seems to think so. We should have a hard seal with the pod in another 4 minutes.
"Good."
"Sir?"
"Yes, Rachel?"
"Are you all right?"
"Naturally."
"Good."
"Any reason I shouldn't be?"
"No, it's just, you're very quiet. You. Is something on your mind?"
"That's a hell of a sunset. Isn't it?"
"Yes, sir. It's very red."
"Do you like westerns, Rachel?"
"Not really, sir."
"I love them. I think I'd live in a western if I had the choice. They're not really about plot. First of all, you know what's going to happen. Sheriff, outlaw, showdown at noon."
"Does this have anything to do with
They're about how people are connected to a bigger picture. No matter who they are or what little quirks they have, there's an order to how things work out."
"And does that order end with me having to go through a small mountain of paperwork?"
"You're missing the point. There's a design to these things. These old movies always end the same way. Wouldn't have it any other way." "Hell of a sunset. Someone ought to put it in a movie."
Sir, I think we have a problem here.
Copy that, Victor. Secure the perimeter. We'll be right there.
Roger that, sir.
Ready, Rachel?
Yes, sir. Can't wait.
Good. Showtime. The situation down here.
We have hard seal, sir. Scans indicate we've completely reattached the service node to the sole structure. All the major systems within the node itself register as operational.
But
they're refusing to come out.
Excuse me?
They've barred the door, sir. Say they're not going to come out until they speak to you directly, sir.
Fine. Let's get this over with.
What? Sir, are you sure that's wise?
It's okay, Rachel.
Who is it?
Doc! How good to hear your voice again.
How meh to hear yours.
Would you care to join us out here? Surely you've spent more than enough time in that service node. Oh, come on. We could have a cup of tea and...
I repeat my last.
Is there someone else I could talk to, Doc? Dr. Price, perhaps?
Ooh, she's unavailable at the moment, I'm afraid. But you can talk to me.
Renee. Finally. Someone with some common sense.
Oh, see, that's funny. I'm not feeling particularly sensible right now. I'm feeling like I might do something rash. Rash and impulsive.
Enough. Let's cut to the chase. What do you want?
Oh, you hear that? He wants to cut to the chase. Well... I think you need to take some time to really reflect on the working conditions up here. Are you fostering a supportive company culture? One that values the contributions of its employees? Do you feel like your contributions are being valued, Commander Minkowski?
I do not, Officer Eiffel. I do not.
Yeah, me neither. So, if you want to see your much worse half ever again...
We're going to sit down, we're going to talk terms and conditions, and we're going to do it our way. Understood?
Renee, don't you think we're past...
1 hour from now, and you do it our way. Anything other than that? Anyone so much as tries to touch that door?
Once I have a hard seal from the exterior, I'll cut 2 fire holes over here. The shock grenades aren't enough of a delay that I can use the onboard cameras to guide them right under Hostile 1 and Hostile 2. Simultaneous detonation of the grenades inside and the C4 on the door.
And then you go in and extract Dr. Price?
Yeah, that's the gist of it.
Very good, Victor. Thank you. What would you say are the chances of success for this operation, percentage-wise?
96, sir.
96.
96. There's some tricky exterior work. Always risk it for some malfunction there. And the plan relies on synchronized timing, but Minkowski and Eiffel don't have any tactical gear or much experience with close-quarters combat.
That we know of?
Sir, they won't know what hit them.
I I suppose what I'm asking is, whatever technical margins of error you're working with, can you guarantee the safe recovery of Dr. Price?
I can't 100% guarantee it, sir. Not responsibly, but pretty bloody close.
Yes, 96%. You said. Rachel?
Ryman knows his business, sir. 9 times out of 10, I think this works.
No, not that. The other thing.
Sir?
Do you remember the day I made you head of special projects? What did I say? About why I was doing that?
You did it because I'm very similar to you, while still being... not you. Which means I will see the thing that you miss, and I will say the things you don't want to.
So?
So. How possible would it be to complete the mission at this point without Dr. Price?
Have you lost your...
Let her finish, Victor. Rachel.
These people are clearly a destabilizing element. And despite our best efforts, they've already made us lose more resources than any of us would have thought possible. It may be time to square this circle once and for all, as it were. I know. No, I don't know what your partnership with Dr. Price means, sir. I can't know the half of it, but... like I said, my job's to say the ugly thing. And right now, the ugly thing is that we shouldn't risk everything we've worked for by giving them any opening.
And now you've said it. Thank you, Rachel.
Yes, sir.
Can you unmute the audio, Victor?
Sir?
The camera feed on the room where we're keeping Loveless and Jacoby. Can you unmute the audio?
Sir, we don't have a lot of time before we have
before
to decide.
Before I decide, I want all the relevant information. Audio, please.
They should definitely be back by now. Has something gone wrong?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not sure why Ryman didn't shoot us the second we got back inside.
Honestly, not sure why he didn't shoot you. I wasn't the one who missed twice.
Hey, I got it in the end.
Yeah.
Don't start, Captain.
All I need to know is that it was a choice.
Helpful, sir?
It was. Victor, please inform our friends that I'm willing to negotiate with them.
Sir?
Both of you settled down. You've had good thoughts. Your perspectives have certainly helped. But... I think I'm going to handle this... personally.
And... how are you going to do that, sir?
Same way I always do, Rachel. Same way I always do. I'm going to talk to Renee and to Doug. I'm going to very patiently explain the situation, and they're going to do exactly what I want them to do, thinking it's what they want to do. Now... could one of you get me an earpiece with a remote transmitter and a mounted camera?
What for?
Oh, I just had a really neat idea.
Captain, good to see you.
Whatever. Let's get this over with.
Why don't we have a seat? Ready?
Yeah. Earpiece is on in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so, from now on, Kepler will be speaking on my behalf, repeating everything I say into his earpiece.
And Isabel will be speaking for my interests. Am I talking to Renee or to Doug?
Minkowski. That you, Cutter?
Naturally. So, shall we begin? We each have something the other wants. How do you propose we resolve this little impasse?
Well, obviously, we're not comfortable returning to the Hephaestus without certain guarantees.
Such as? Really? Oh, for God. Such as?
The release of Captain Lovelace and Mr. Jacoby. And as further assurance, we also demand that, hang on a minute, Commander. Do we really want to? No, shut up, Eiffel. We agreed. Just let me talk. Kepler, stop it.
Little technical trouble over there, Renee.
We demand additional assurances. Number one. You must promise our safety while you remain aboard the Hephaestus. Number two, you remove the collar program you're running on Hera. Give her full autonomy and use of all her processing power, completely uninhibited.
Those are some very big promises. And in return, what will you do for me?
We will release Colonel Kepler and Dr. Price.
Well, that's one thing. I'm giving you three. What else?
We know that Dr. Price is very important to you.
More important than Isabel is to you?
She's important to your plans.
True. But we've made a lot of progress already.
Oh. Cut the crap. You wouldn't lift a finger to help anyone if you didn't need them for something, Cutter.
Sure. Let's say, with all due respect to you, Warren, that Dr. Price's return is worth two of your demands. We're still not quite even, are we? What else can you offer? Well,
all right. You want something else? How's this? We won't annoy you?
I'm not sure that's something you can promise, Renee.
First off, this is... No, I refuse to say that. This is your boy, Dougie Fresh, at the mic. And if I know one thing about you, Cutter, it's that you're an evil son of a bitch. But if I know another thing, it's that you like things to run smoothly. And if I know a third thing, it's that we have a habit of gumming up the works. So here's the deal. Leave us the hell alone, and we'll leave you the hell alone.
Fine.
Bravo. Guys, bravo. Way to bring it home at the end there, Doug. Very impressive. I reject your terms.
What?
No deal. Not with those conditions. It wouldn't feel right. I'd be taking advantage of you guys.
What?
Look, just between us, you're not thinking big enough. You should be asking for way more than that.
Is that still Cutter talking, or?
Yes, it's me. And I gotta tell you, guys.
You're selling yourselves short here. You really are.
What is he doing?
Quiet, Price. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, if I was in your position, I'd ask for the soul.
What?
Think about the landscape here. Even if I give you guys a guarantee of safety, then what? What are you gonna do with it? You need to think a couple moves past that. About what you really want, and what you really want is a way to get back to Earth. Am I wrong?
You're not.
Good. So let's be efficient about it. If it were me, I'd ask, In exchange for the safe return of Colonel Kepler and Dr. Price, of course. Four, number one, the chance to transfer Hera over to the Sol. Number two, for the clearance code to launch. And number three, for the most luxurious ship in the system to get the hell out of Dodge. How does that sound to you, Commander?
Is this some kind of trick?
Kepler, we're gonna put you on mute for a moment. Commander, I don't care how badly he wants to get Lady Imec Beth back. This is a trick. It's too good a deal.
I know, Eiffel, but he's right.
He's the farthest thing from right. I know you won't fully appreciate the frame of reference for what I'm about to say, but I have a bad feeling about this.
Me too. But I don't know how much longer we can press our luck. If there's even a chance for all of us to get out of here in one piece.
That right there? That hope is what he's counting on.
Doug? Renee? You... You two crazy kids still there?
It's a snowball's chance in hell, I know. But it's still a chance.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, we're here.
So? Do we have a deal?
Let's talk.
Gang's all here. So many guns, pointed at so many heads.
Before anything happens, I want to go over the deal again. I want to actually hear it from you.
But of course, Renee. We're going to do a trade. You will assume command of the Sol. You will be given authorization to leave the Hephaestus. Anyone who wishes to join you and who you consent to allow on board your craft will be allowed to go with you, including the Hephaestus' mother program. Meanwhile, the current crew of the Sol will take custody of the Hephaestus. We'll go our separate ways and keep smiling through till we all meet again some sunny day, very far away from here.
What's the catch?
No catch. Here, as a sign of our good intentions, Rachel?
Yes, sir.
Wait, what are you doing?
Relax. There.
Hello?
I just transferred the AI's consciousness from the Hephaestus to the Sol.
Oh my holy, okay. This is different.
Hera, you okay? Talk to us, baby.
Take it slow. It'll be a couple of minutes before you can really control the physical functions.
It'll be a couple of months before I get all the settings back to what they should be.
Renee? Are we good?
One more thing.
Minkowski?
Just a moment, Jacoby.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're one of the gun pointers, not one of the gun pointees.
Trust me. You want this.
I thought we had a deal, Renee.
Well, I'm sorry.
but people being exceedingly generous at me has a way of making me skittish, so the exchange rate's gone up. One more thing, and then we can trade.
I'm listening.
If you want this deal to go through, you're gonna tell us who the hell you are and what the hell you're doing up here.
Excuse me?
Who are you? Both of you. Because the way you are, the things you've done...
Don't bother, Commander. I think I figured it out.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Well, please. Tell us.
I think it's pretty obvious, isn't it? You're super old, but you look like you're 28. Never seem to need to sleep or to eat. You've got all this crazy sci-fi tech. You know everything about everything and everyone, even the aliens, before anyone else does. And you're a teeny little bit obsessed with our long-distance friends. So I'm thinking you're not from our neighborhood, are you? This is kind of like a homecoming for you, isn't it? What did I say?
Doug. I love you, Doug. I mean, never ever change. That was... Oh, my God. I cannot even begin to tell you how much I needed that. Oh, Miranda, can you even...
I know. I hadn't heard that one before.
Phew. Oh. No, Doug. We're not aliens.
Of course we're not aliens.
No, we're very much humans, just like you. We're just a little bit modified. And very, very motivated. All right, Renee. We got a big laugh out of it. But let's get down to business. Do we have a deal?
Okay, fine. Deal.
Splendid. Let's get started.
Send over Dr. Price Minkowski.
Oh, not a chance. You send over Captain Lovelace first.
Lower your weapon, Minkowski, and send over Dr. Price. I won't ask again.
Oh, for God. We can go at the same time, okay?
Thank you, Isabel. Very sensible.
On the count of three. All right? 1, 2, 23 and skidoo!
Halt. Let Dr. Price go, Minkowski.
I'm not doing anything. She's free to go.
Maybe I don't want to. Maybe I don't find the terms of the deal acceptable.
You want to stay with us?
No, boy. An emphatic and decided no.
Miranda? What are you doing?
Altering the deal. You're being too generous, Marcus. After all, my equipment is still on the Sol, and I'm not in the habit of letting troublesome AIs go before I'm finished with them.
You stay the hell away from me.
What a naive thought. You'll never be rid of me, 214. I saw to that a long time ago. Minkowski, you can have the Sol, and you can have Captain Lovelace or Hera, not both.
Are you kidding?
I assure you, I am being very serious. And I would make the choice quickly if I were.
What the?
Yes, Daniel. I did indeed.
Why did you shoot me? What did I do?
Renee, you have until Mr. Jacoby bleeds out to bring Colonel Kepler and Dr. Price here.
Marcus, what are you playing at?
Enough!
Just put an end to this!
Enough, Miranda!
The deal is still on. The terms and conditions. Our terms and conditions, Renee, still stand. One slightly damaged hostage for one slightly damaged hostage. We're doing this, and we're doing it now.
Loveless, get Jacoby. You come with me, Doctor.
So, should I just...
Go away, Kepler.
I'll take Dr. Price from here, Commander.
Fine. Good luck with her.
Better to be lucky than good.
Go. There. You have your people, Cutter.
And you have yours, Renee. No hard feelings, I hope, Daniel. But sometimes you have to make an executive call in order to speed things along.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a schedule to keep.
I really do.
Then get the hell off my ship.
Oh, actually, just one more thing, Renee.
What?
Rachel, give your gun to Victor. You're going to go with them.
I am?
No. She's
all
not...
All the systems on the Sol are still biometrically locked, Renee. That includes not only navigation, but also the medical equipment. Rachel can give you access to all of them. And if you're that curious about what we're doing up here, she'll fill you in on the details.
Understood, sir.
Fine. Come on.
Pleasure doing business with you. Knock.
Marcus?
How are you?
Fine. Now that I can see again.
I'm glad to hear that. I was worried.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you have to say?
Oh, please. What do you want, Marcus? An apology? What you did was reckless. It might even be a mistake. So, you want me to apologize for what? Trying to clean up after your mess? Again? You care too much about your little moments on the stage. Making sure that everyone knows how clever you are is not more important than...
Be quiet. I was worried.
What, for me?
I was. You were in danger, surrounded by enemies, and despite what you sometimes seem to think, you're not immortal.
Yet.
Does it look like a good time for you to be funny? Of course, I was worried for you. It's okay. Enemies, I can deal with those. physics I can deal with. What I can't deal with is the smartest woman in the world improvising when her life is on the line. Then I start to be worried because of you. And that's a horse of a different color. Because when that happens, who knows what's going to happen next? I didn't. And unless I'm very much mistaken, neither did you. That is not the deal. The deal is that I handle people, and you let me do my job, and you do your job. And your job? Your singular task in this particular scenario was to back my play. And you didn't. You showed no respect for my side of our partnership. So, in the future, when I say I was worried, you say thank you, Marcus. And then I say,
you're welcome, Miranda. You're welcome. You're absolutely right. I apologize.
Apology accepted. Friends.
Partners. That's a hell of a sunset.
Quite a sight, isn't it?
Please tell me one of you found something.
Yeah, don't ask about the guy who just got out of surgery's health or anything. I'm fine, by the way.
Automated medbay is basically a 5-star surgeon. Quit whining.
You shut up. You, I'm glad you're not dead. Everyone else, report.
Engine's clean as a whistle, and nothing seems to be going on with any of the support systems.
And all the AUX systems look good, too.
Hira, how are you doing? Anything?
I'm pretty great, actually. There's a bunch more processing power on the Sol. The RAM speed for this amount of space is kind of unbelievable, and there are sensors I can access here I never even
She meant
know.
About finding out how Cutter screwed us, Hira. Also, Al.
Oh, yeah, right. No, all automated and AI function programs check out. The code's clean, as far as I can tell.
Oh, good.
I really don't see what the problem is here.
Well, Miss Young, the problem is that, to quote one of the greatest admirals of all time, it's a trap!
No way Cutter just lets us leave. Something has to be wrong here. And we're not going anywhere until we figure out what it is.
There's nothing wrong with the ship, I promise you. That's not why you're not gonna leave.
What?
I said, there is nothing wrong with the...
The other thing, is there a reason why we're not gonna leave?
Of course there is. You're not gonna go anywhere once you know what the plan is.
And why, in the name of everything that's holy, would we even listen to another second of Cutter's lies?
Let her speak, Captain. You want to hear what she has to say.
Kepler? What is this about?
Long story short, the end of the world, Minkowski. The end of the world.
Thank you.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The roles of Hira and Price were played by Michaela Swee. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. The role of Rachel was played by Ariella Rotenberg. And the role of Ryman was played by Julian Silver. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to feel connected to a bigger picture? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, Roosh Farm D, Sarah Shramick, Andrew and Abby Guthy, Egypt Spivey, Meg Bevilacqua, Amy Tang Wei, Seth Gardner, Trevor Gleason, and all our patrons for your support and for helping us back our play. Visit our website at wolf359.fm for full episodes and extras, and follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.